This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Just a few feet away from where we're broadcasting today at the state capitol in Bismarck for What's on Your Mind. The legislative leaders are gathering. Governor Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Sanford, House and Senate leaders, appropriation chairs, you know, pretty much everybody is in there. I've seen a presentation from Pam Sharp, the state budget director, and also heard numbers from Moody's Analytics, and the numbers are $43 million less in revenue in the current biennium, and $103 million less in the next biennium in revenue to therefore in turn around and spend. So considerably, oil revenue, they project about 94 million more now in 17 and 19. So actually they're seeing some more dollars there. But otherwise, that's some positive news. But the rest of it is of course down. So anyway, I don't think any of that's unexpected. I think most people would tell you they're really not surprised. They expected that to come. And but it will mean that it will be more challenging to finish what they're here to do, the state legislature, and get a budget balanced and get some policy going. So anyway, that's what's happening here at the state capitol today. That's the big news you'll be hearing more about in the coming days. Welcome to another hour of the program. My name is Scott Hammond. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here, ready to take your calls. Manny answering the phones, And Todd and Rev have us rolling. We're going to chat with Sheriff David Clark at the bottom of the hour. Cop Under Fire, title of his new book, Moving Beyond Hashtags of Race, Crime, and Politics for a Better America. Sheriff Clark today on the program. Looking forward to that. Chris Berg will be here from Point of View to bounce around some issues. And in the meantime, your calls, questions, and comments are welcome at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. You can text Todd at 226-8503. You can text me at 367-2054. Back to your calls in a moment here. After I tell you, we're brought to you this hour by our friends at High Plains Apache. And I know there's snow outside in some parts of North Dakota as we speak, but trust me, spring is here. I see the calendar. It's near. It's not far around the corner. And we kind of had a windy day here this week. That's an understatement, but it happens. And I was thinking of all the folks out there that had an Apache sprayer, and knowing that with that electronic drift management system, where you can select your droplet size and keep that throughout the whole day, no matter what speed you're traveling, with wind like that, that's something you want to have. It makes some good sense. So that's why it's worth a trip into High Plains Apache. Talk to the good folks there. They have new, used Apache sprayers. They have the ET Ag Center, where you can get a part for any Apache sprayer or any brand sprayer if you need it, from a spray tip to a pump to a hose to a fitting, a valve, banjo fittings, bulk hoses, liquid fertilizer parts, any ag application part, they've got it at High Plains Apache. 1701 East Side Court, across the road from Bonanza in Mandan, or find them in Frontier, which is just south of Fargo, exit 60, across from Walmart. Full bank of calls, so I want to get to all of you and give you a chance to have a say on the news of the day. Fauston, Minnesota is where we go next. Kevin, what's on your mind?
I was calling in regards to that shared parenting bill that they're putting in North Dakota. They're haggling over. Anyway, from a personal perspective, I've been divorced for 12 years and been paying child support. I drive trucks, so it's hard to be home. But one thing I've noticed is the amount of money that I've paid her every month, it isn't going for my son. And it's having a way to prove that she is spending the money on him. You know, and I still end up paying a lot of money out to support him and to buy clothes and whatever his needs are, you know. And it's just people can get into court and have spent a lot of money in court to the tune of over 30 grand fighting her. And it was just money out the window. I mean, I pay taxes on that money I give to her, and then she's got a worthless deadbeat husband that's benefiting from it. You know, I don't know what to do. You know, I got 3 more years left of this, but, you know, it's, I've always been there for my son, and it's just, it's a lot of pain, you know, but.
That's the sad part of it. There is a lot of pain. There's a lot of frustration. There's a lot of wasted energy.
Yeah.
And what you want to do is be a good dad.
That's all I want to be, you know, is a dad to my son.
And the dollars that you want to be used on your son, and, you know, I don't know.
I don't think
a legislature or a court system
People can put on masks when they go into court, and she makes herself look like, you know, she's the world's best mother, and that's far from the truth. But anyway, you know, you try to get along with her as much as you can. And so, and one thing I would have to say, in this country, we need to have more of a selfless attitude instead of a selfish attitude. You look at everything revolves around money. And there was an article in the Washington Examiner back on the 21st of November of this last year in regards to the truth going on out at that pipeline, and it was all about money, you know. And I've always had my own health insurance, bought my own health insurance, and never, you know, I just figured it was my own responsibility. It's taking personal responsibility, you know. You know, I've seen kids in my neighborhood back home where they're 28 years old and having kids, and they're sponging off the rest of us that are paying taxes, you know. They're living in their parents' basement, you know, and they're the last ones that should be breeding.
To your earlier point, a selfless spirit. You're going to have courts, you're going to have legislatures, you're going to have laws, you're going to have to mandate all this. But you know, if we could get to the point where that's dealing with, you know, 1% of it, and 99% go with that selfless spirit, you'd solve a lot, no doubt about that. Kevin, I really appreciate your call. Thank you. And
One other thing, in the trucking industry, I've experienced it where they've put so many mandates on us and restricted, put so much pollution controls on these new trucks, and now they've come out with natural gas, and it's proving to be just a failure. Mobile Heavy has been, Mobile Trucks, they're running this dimethyl ether in Sweden, and it can be made from wood pulp, it can be made from grass and whatever. And it's proving to be a lot better than even the diesel fuel. And you don't need all the pollution control crap on these motors. So just one other thing. So
appreciate the call.
I appreciate your time.
Yeah, call again. Thanks. Dan, man, Dan, tell me what's on your mind.
I'm calling in about just what the last guy just called in about, child support and that. Isn't there a way that I'm not against it. But what I'm saying is the person that pays in and the ex-wife, ex-husband, whoever, sits there and just waits for that check to come and live off of it. And when you do get the kid, while the kid needs clothes and whatever, isn't there some way that somebody could make them document where this money's going? And as soon as somebody gets a raise, they find out they're getting a raise, they take him back into court right away so they can get their check bigger.
Yeah, but you're saying the accountability is missing as well. Same thing as the last caller.
Exactly.
And what the dollars are on. Yeah, I mean, well, certainly with the amount of rules they're talking about and all the getting it right, that should be able to be one of them. I agree with you, Dan. I'm going to get Pat in here. From the Black Hills, you got a minute, Pat. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm from North Dakota originally, lived there for 40 years. I've lived in the Black Hills for 30 years. I have worked on Indian reservations. I believe a lot of the problems we're having with Native American reservations is their sovereign nation status. We either need to figure out if they're a sovereign nation, we need to act like that. If they're not a sovereign nation, then they need to be part of the United States. It's a hard line to clarify, but it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse.
You're exactly right. Congressman Kramer has talked about that before when we've discussed it, just to say that's what needs reform. It is broken. It is not as it's supposed to be. It is misunderstood by native and non-native alike, and it needs some clarity and some focus and some fixing more than anything. So I couldn't agree with you anymore.
The chairman went to the United Nations and talked about his problems on the reservation. I mean, they invited people from everywhere, and then they're upset of what happened. I mean, they let it get out of control.
They own it. Absolutely, Pat. Got to go. Appreciate the call. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Polar Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that and hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Kildare, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
How do you live your faith in an unfriendly world? Get some inspiration and a lot of laughs at the Family Policy Alliance Gala Monday, April 3rd in Bismarck, or Tuesday, April 4th in Fargo. Former pro baseball players and TV personalities David and Jason Bennett, authors of the new book Living Among Lions, will encourage you to transform the world through conviction and courage. Monday, April 3rd, 6:30 at the Ramcota Hotel, or Tuesday, April 4th, 6:30 at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For reservations, call 701-214-5565 or online at familypolicyalliance.com/North Dakota.
Wow, what a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now with a 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
So I have a question. If we have a tipster that has accurately portrayed how they are filling buses from Standing Rock to go to Washington, D.C. For this protest. Is that a fake protest then? Or is it, So when we read about this big protest that's happening on the Capitol, is that fake news? Because it's not really a protest, because these people are paid to get on a bus and get $50 a day to go to Washington, D.C. I don't know. Todd? What are the standards of, quality practices of the What's on Your Mind program say? Is that a fake protest?
You pose an interesting point.
It's more fake news, more fake protests. Unbelievable. Anyway, digging up more information on that, hearing from more folks. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. Good stuff. Sheriff David Clark at the bottom of the hour will join us. Cop Under Fire, moving beyond hashtags of race, crime, and politics for a better America. I am anxious to talk with him about, the situation that happened here and connect it to the situations he's talking about and what we do about it. So looking forward to that today on the program. Chris Berg, A Point of View. He's here. You watch him on West Dakota Fox, 10:30 at night, 6:30 on KX4 every night. And we have some numbers here. You can react. You're probably going to say I'm not surprised, because I don't think many people are. But we just learned from Pam Sharp, and now Moody's is going through these numbers of the projections. There'll be $43 million less in revenue in the current biennium and $103 million less in the next biennium, 2017 to 2019. What do you think of that?
You said 103 for the next biennium?
43 for this biennium, 103, yep, 103 less in 17-19.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, like you said, not surprised. We had Task Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger on last night. He said, hey, Chris, is probably going to be about $100 million short of what they said even just back in November. So good news is Dakota Access Pipeline is going to have oil going through it supposedly next week. One of the things that's interesting is Mr. Rauschenberger said, hey, this thing could actually bring in another $100 million a year to the North Dakota coffers. Not all in the general fund, but I don't want to get into all those details. I mean, that's one good thing. The bad news is that yesterday it came out that there's, a big glut of oil still across the globe. So as I'm sure you've seen this morning, oil is down, I think, 5, 6% or so. So
took a huge hit yesterday. Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the market usually gets spooked by those stockpile reports, right? So we'll have to see.
But understandably so. I mean, that's the one thing, Scott, that anyone's really dived into is that, okay, everyone says, okay, we get back up to 60 or 65, and then they start pumping back in North Dakota again. But then they start pumping, that's just going to add more to the supply chain, which is going to lower the prices. So it's going to be a weird ebb and flow for quite some time, it looks like.
My take on that is they don't have the demand numbers correct. ConocoPhillips for Energy Day put on a little presentation, and they expressed some frustration with the fact that the demand numbers are not front and center for the market. They're not looking at what they believe is true demand. So yes, the supply is there, and that's partly a product of our own doing, right? Of the American shale revolution. It means we're able to do this better and cheaper and everything else, and so it adds to the world market. But that there's also a demand that's growing in there that is pretty close to that to the amount of oil we have. So I'd love to see that balance out a little bit more, and we'll hope that number wins at some point.
Right, and not to get off track here too much, but there's a report out where that solar is now growing dramatically domestically. So that obviously is going to take away some of the demand as well. So it'll be interesting to see how this thing plays out. The good news is I think the more we pump here domestically, the more energy security and independence we have.
One of the things we've talked about in the air today, and some listeners have brought it up as well, is making sure that another Dakota Access Pipeline protest doesn't happen. We had one caller and say, hey, the truth was nowhere to be found. So why don't we expose, what they were saying versus what the truth is? And once they know, we know, it'll be a lot less likely to happen here or anywhere. People are really consumed in wanting to get to the bottom of this. You mentioned you had Ryan Rauschenberger on Point of View last night. He was on with us on Energy Matters as well. And I get the sense that there is, significant resources that are spending time digging into this to find out who was paying who and did they pay the proper taxes and get to the bottom of that. What was your reaction with your conversation with him?
I think it's outstanding. Two things I want to say to this. One, Mr. Rauschenberger, Commissioner, is doing a great job using, finally, Scott, finally, the tax code is going to do something good for us where he's going to go and use this to make sure that the people that, and what's important to note, because he did say, hey, Chris, I don't have any documentation at this point that I can have a paper trail to prove that these protesters were paid. So he goes, assuming that's true, which many people assume it is, we're going to make sure that they're paying the appropriate taxes off the 1099 payments. The people that are paying them need to obviously submit the right tax form. So he's going to follow the paper trail here, trail as much as he can, and also look into these GoFundMe accounts. Now, as far as not repeating DAPL anywhere else in the country, I spoke with Governor Burgum recently about this, and he says the big thing, Chris, is that this administration, meaning the Trump administration that ran on law and order, they need to restore the trust and faith in the Army Corps of Engineers, because they're the ones that just sat on their hands while people were illegally protesting on their land.
The Obama administration's U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, right? I mean, no different than, you know, does anybody doubt the law enforcement credentials of Chris Myers, our U.S. attorney? Nowhere. Rock solid guy. Absolutely rock solid, right? Well, I think he would tell you that the direction from the Department of Justice wasn't exactly go get to the bottom of this, get to the truth, right? So, you know, I think that's just a product of the Obama administration direction, isn't it?
It very well may be, but I don't think any of us have any references at this point to show that, hey, law enforcement's going to storm in under a Trump administration, because as we know, we had our congressional delegation asking for law enforcement to show up. Yes, we got some BAA officers, but that was it. So I don't think we have a lot of references at this point to go, oh, okay, they're going to step up next time and ensure that nobody's on this land. Clearly they're gone now, but I think that the governor's got a valid point going, hey, look, the Army Corps has got to go out and do some things to make sure that they restore trust from the American people, that they're actually going to follow their own rules and laws.
Yeah, good point. Tonight, what are you doing?
We got Senator Wardner on. We'll be talking about the forecast. What does it mean, obviously, for your pocketbook and my pocketbook? Is the property tax buy-down program going to stay alive? Those kind of things. Also, North Dakota Tax Commissioner John Godfrey is going to join us to discuss what's the latest here with the Republican health care plan and what does it mean for North Dakotans.
And he is, you know, for a guy that's new to the tax commission post, I've been impressed on how he is well-versed in all the implications there. We've done a couple of town halls with him related to Obamacare and really asked some great questions, and the listeners are fired up. I think that House Commerce Committee hearing is still going. In fact, I just heard something about a big battle over veterans and care there as well that was taking place. So they're still at it without any sleep, and that's okay. That's what we pay them to do, right?
Exactly. Go earn that money, right?
All right, Chris. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Chris Berg, Point of View with Chris Berg. Watch tonight. KX4, West Dakota Fox. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields and giving you choice at the pump every time. PetroServe USA, home to the 4-for-4 deal. All day, every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza. Breakfast pizza in the morning or your choice of toppings in the afternoon. 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. It's the 4-for-4 signature special at PetroServe USA locations. Plus, come inside and take advantage of Deli Express Double Charbroiled Deluxe Sandwiches, $1.99 each. Kellogg's Cheez-Its, 89 cents each. Assorted Dots are delicious and only 89 cents each. Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch Bars, standard size, 69 cents each. King size, $1.09 each. Or the Jack Links, 2.85-ounce bag jerkies, $3.99 each. Or Giant's 5-ounce pistachios, only $2.99 each. All at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
How's $32 an hour sound? That usually gets your attention. It's a heck of a lot more than Todd and I make. Well, he's probably about that you know, $31.50 or so, but I'm about half of that for crying out loud. And I'm telling you, Polar Service Center is one great company. They really are. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They have 30 service centers throughout North America, maybe 33 or 34 by now. And Williston, Kildare, two of their locations, also in Billings, Montana. And they really need technicians right now. Bottom line, they need technicians. They'll train you. But if any kind of trailer technician, mechanic, suspension system, brake jobs, electrical repairs, if you can weld, fabricate, a certified tank inspector, $32 an hour, and great benefits, 401k with matching, and again, the good training as well. So call Adam right now. Tell him Scott sent you. 701-495-0997 is his cell phone number, and you got him. 701-495-0997. Tell him Scott sent you. Honored to welcome to the program our next guest, the man elected as Milwaukee County Sheriff in 2002, been there for four consecutive terms, Sheriff of the Year from the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, Law Enforcement Leader of the Year in 2016, graduate of the prestigious FBI National Academy in Quantico, and received a degree in security studies from the U.S. Naval Postgraduate School, Center for Homeland Defense and Security. You see him on Fox News Channel. He's written a new book now called Cop Under Fire, Moving Beyond Hashtags of Race, Crime, and Politics for a Better America. Welcome to the program, Sheriff David Clark. Sheriff, nice to have you. How are you?
Good, good. It's a pleasure to be on with you.
It has been a pleasure to watch you work and be an integral part of the Trump campaign and getting that man elected to help make America great again, but also to see your good counsel on so many issues around the country, from Ferguson on through to what we've dealt with here for the last 211 days in the Dakota Access Pipeline protests as well. So thank you for your good work.
You know, as I told then Donald Trump, now President Trump, when he asked me for help, become the 45th president, I said, I'm a foot soldier. Just put me in the trenches because I'm a fighter. I'm willing to throw, metaphorically speaking, in the political environment, I'm willing to throw political punches at the opposition. And, you know, they don't know how to handle me, the left. They haven't figured out a strategy because there is none, because I fight asymmetrically. And I fight a guerrilla-type political strategy, which keeps them off balance. But I'll tell you, the real fight for me is for my entire career as a law enforcement officer is for freedom and liberty, to defend the Constitution, to defend the rule of law. I send people out every day, my deputies. I send them into harm's way. And I write a lot of this stuff in the book. And what the book has done, Cop Under Fire, it's doing well, by the way, number 16 overall on several lists, and just reached as high as number 6 on Barnes & Noble on all books, new releases. But, you know, most people from me only get the benefit of a soundbite. Like you said, I'm on Fox. I've been on CNN. I've been on MSNBC. And you only get 2-3 minutes to make a couple of points. And so you have to speak in soundbites. But what Cop Under Fire does is it demonstrates that there's substance to my soundbites. And I get to expand on those things that I talk about that are germane to today's dialogue and discussion. I put meat on the bones in this book, and it allows people a deeper dive and a better understanding of how I arrived at some of the positions that I have in this political environment.
So start at Ferguson and tell me what that's all about. And of course, that's led to, you know, Dallas and what you dealt with in Milwaukee, and as I say, what we're dealing with here, although it'll be a little different, but still Black Lives Matter involved. What's going on? What's behind what Black Lives Matter is out to do? What is Ferguson about? Is this just flat-out anarchy? Is that what they're after?
Exactly. I said that in 2014. Anybody can go back and look at the tapes. They don't have to. They can take me at my word. I'm a man of my word. My integrity means everything to me. But I said in 2014, December of 2014, that Black Lives Matter was a political construct in preparation for get out the black vote in preparation for the 2016 election. Look, Ferguson, Missouri was one of the ugly chapters in American history as this tragic incident. And it's always tragic when a law enforcement officer has to use force. Most of the time, through no fault of their own, somebody else made that decision and forced them to do it. And it's false narrative developed, a lie, hands up, don't shoot. And once that was exposed, the Black Lives Matter movement arose from that. And that's why I call it Black Lies, L-I-E-S, Matter, because it is the bastard child of the lie, hands up, don't shoot. And since then, look, this is a hate movement. This is an anti-police movement. They hate this country. They hate the rule of law. They hate the Constitution. Yet they try to wrap themselves around it with, you know, First Amendment protection for protests. It's not protests, it's resistance. But if you look now, how much this has changed. I mean, this movement has said nothing about the black-on-black violence that occurs on a daily basis in some very obscene numbers in cities across America in the American ghetto. You look at Chicago, which has been kind of the black eye when it comes to the crime and violence and what's going on there. You see no protests from them. I just found out that Black Lives Matter is in North Dakota. And I said, what the hell is Black Lives Matter doing in North Dakota? North Dakota is producing, and what's going on there is producing meaningful work. You know what black people can't find in the American ghetto? They can't find meaningful work. I'm in the belly of the beast. I'm at ground level. I'm in these black communities in Milwaukee and in other cities. And I'll tell you what they tell me. They say, Sheriff, we want better schools for our kids. We want safer communities for our kids and for our families. We want meaningful work. And so when I look at Black Lives Matter and I looked at their manifesto they put out a couple months ago, and they're talking about things like environmentalist issues, global climate change, global warming. And I said, black people don't care about global warming. It's not that they aren't environmentally friendly. It's that that is not a pressing need in the black community. Also, they've taken on the issue of statehood for the Palestinians. So you see that all Black Lives Matter is a mask for an anarchist movement.
A mask for an anarchist movement. Funded by whom? Because I think the other thing that's interesting there is that the funding that has flown there has also flowed to some of these other, as you say, extreme environmental groups. I think that's the connecting dots. The reason Black Lives Matter is now talking about, as you say, environmental issues is because their funders want them to. They want to use that tool to get to the anarchy. Who's funding these folks?
Yeah, it's interesting. And I talk about how these things are funded in the book as well. One of them is George Soros, but another one is from legitimate sources, like taxpayer money is funneled off for grants. Okay, so you'll get these community block grants that'll come into these areas. They're siphoning money off of that to fund these leftist, these progressive policies and progressive ideology. I heard the other day that the United States Department of Justice, Eric Holder's Department of Justice, Loretta Lynch's Department of Justice, Obama's Department of Justice was suing companies. They were suing energy companies, and in a settlement, they would say, okay, we can drop this if you pay this amount of fine to this movement or this group. And they were funneling that movement. That is illegal, but that's how these things are funded, and that's why, if you notice, all of these things tend to be on a progressive agenda. And now that this stuff is being, you know, we're pulling the layers back, and we're peeling the layers back, I should say, on these things, and we're finding out, you know, what's deep inside. Not only is it ugly, but a lot of this stuff is downright illegal.
Okay, so you're a sheriff, you're a lawman. There's a group of folks, well-funded, that want anarchy and want confrontation with the law enforcement. If you've seen any of the videos here, you wouldn't even believe it. I mean, these people were illegally on, you know, federal land, wouldn't leave it when there's an eviction notice to leave it, and they're told you need to leave or else. They provoke the confrontation, go nose to nose, so they can have the social media, you know, video moment of the day to send out and protest. So they want the anarchy. They're using it. They're in your face. They're that. And to me, we and I don't know if that's a county, a state, you know, a federal government, you've got to get to, you know, okay, who's writing the checks for this and hold them legally culpable for this to end it, don't you? How do you stop this?
Sure, not only that, but, you know, look, law enforcement doesn't look for confrontation, but if that's what's being called for, we can't be afraid of it. And I'm seeing too many, and I'm not blaming the people, the law enforcement officials in North Dakota just yet, because I haven't seen what their strategic plan is to deal with this, but I'm watching it in some other areas of the country. What happened here in Milwaukee as well, and I made it clear we're going to use all reasonable force and all resources to keep the peace, to protect life and property. That's goal one. So sometimes you're going to have to use force. But what I'm seeing is too many law enforcement executives, not the cops on the front line, they're under orders, but too many law enforcement executives are playing this bend but don't break, this hold the line. Sometimes they retreat. We saw that at UC Berkeley. The cops actually retreated. And you can't do that. You know, that undermines the trust that the public needs to have, that the government, who's entrusted with some of this public policy responsibility, can actually handle it. So, you know, while you don't want the confrontation, if it's inevitable, you have to be willing to bring it. A lot of what's being done here by these anarchists, by these movements, is unlawful behavior. It is not protest. It is resistance. The difference is, under protest, you agree with the underlying premise that the government has the right to do something, but you think it's the wrong policy. So it's okay to protest, try to get legislature to change, try to get the Congress to change the law. That is admirable under our Constitution. But here's what's going on with resistance. You do not believe that the government has the lawful authority to do something. You're trying to block it. There is no room, no place under our Constitution for resistance. We have processes to change policy. And that's the great thing about our constitutional republic and our American democracy. But to resist it in the fashion that it is unlawful. And when that type of unlawful behavior, it promotes chaos and anarchy. When it is on display, it has to be, and I've said this on TV, crushed, squashed, defeated. Because the government has certain things within its power that we have granted. We, the people, have said, government, we're giving you authority to do X. And we do this through laws, we do this through court decisions, we do this through the Constitution. That's the rule of law, and that has to be protected. So that's why I want to see in some of these resistance activities or rallies, I want to see the police be a little more assertive. Okay, and it's not always going to look pretty.
Yeah, because
I don't worry about how it looks. I worry if it's reasonable, and I worry if it's effective.
Yeah, and because they're going to call you all the same things anyway. You're going to say you're militarized police and you're racist and you're, you know, they're going to throw all that at you anyway. So, I mean,
sure.
Good point. I mean, the message you send by trying to play the kinder, gentler thing is just going to be, hey, this is fine here, and they'll keep doing it. More of our great conversation with Sheriff.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hey, folks, Scott Hannon here. You know, I've really enjoyed my conversations with Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I've learned a lot about hot tub use. I have one myself. I absolutely love it. And the one thing Vince says that's really stuck with me is how every day is made better. Well, I agree with that. I love it. Then I heard the story of Dave, and I say, nothing compares to this. He credits what he's able to do every day to a hot spring spa. Every day made better. Right, Dave?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been busted up for most of my life. Had a oil rig accident back in the 80s where it broke my back and bones in my feet and my ankles. And, you know, now that I'm 57 years old, arthritis has kind of set in and, you know, just not as physically fit as I once was. So I get up every day pretty much in some sort of pain somewhere throughout my body. So I go right to the hot tub. I'm in that hot tub every day, a lot of times at about 5 a.m. for 25, 35 minutes, something like that. But when I get out, I feel totally renewed. And it's, for me, it's an everyday deal. It's a must do. And my wife and I both enjoy it. I mean, she's in there just about every day. And I don't know how I'd even be able to function without that thing, honestly.
How's that for every day made better? Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Next to Spitfire, West Fargo, in front of Sam's Club, Bismarck, the old Marketplace Dollar location in Minot, and South Washington, Grand Forks, in front of Kmart.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, back in the state capital, Bismarck, today with What's on Your Mind, and some issue evidently with the internet connections here at the capital because everything just shut down. Maybe they saw the new budget numbers just started to save a few bucks. I don't know what it is, but anyway.
We can't afford that anymore.
Our final segment with Sheriff David Clark. The book is called Cop Under Fire, Moving Beyond Hashtags of Race, Crime, and Politics for a Better America. We'll get a question in here, too, if you have one at 800-228-0550 before we let him go. So, Sheriff, back to the funders. You talk about them in the book in the case of Black Lives Matter. In many cases, they were the same as the Dakota Access Pipeline. Should they be held responsible? Is the way to end this going after the funders, exposing them, digging into that network of shadowy funding of GoFundMes and everything else to actually get to the truth of who is funding these folks and hold them accountable for what's happening?
Yes, sir, I think so. You know, when the money sources, and I'll tell you, the people who use the same strategy are terrorists. All right. One of the ways to defeat terrorism, to minimize it, is to cut off the funding sources. And you know, as you know, in the United States, when we find that people are funding, sending money, funneling money, and are usually trying to do it secretly to ISIS overseas, whatnot, they are arrested or charged federally, and they're held accountable for that. So, you know, I want to leave that up to the United States Department of Justice in terms of what the laws are relative to funding illegal activities. Drug dealers do the same damn thing. But, you know, I would like to think that if there are some racketeering, usually racketeering laws are what it's covered under, it's an easier route to charge people. The threshold is not as high of the racketeering, but, yeah, I believe that should happen. I want to leave that to the Treasury Department and to the United States Department of Justice.
Christine in South Dakota for Sheriff Clark. Go ahead with your question, Christine.
Sheriff Clark, my name is Christine, and I listen to KFAR a lot from South Dakota, but I'm also a Right Side Broadcasting subscriber. And there's 255,000 of us in that room who absolutely support what you do, and we all cheer when you come on, and we're so proud of you. So keep up the good fight. There's a lot of people out there behind you, and we believe in the law and order, and that's why we voted for Trump. So I just wanted to thank you personally, and one day I really hope to meet you, sir. You inspire me.
Thanks, Christine. I'm humbled by that. I really am. You know, the support I have is overwhelming, and it's nationwide. That's what the left fears right now is my voice is resonating, and I am inspiring people, stiffen their spine, to develop the courage. Go ahead.
I'm also a Gold Star mother, and my son stood up for what you're standing up for, and so I just want you to know that we're behind you. So thank you, and thank you, K-Fire. Yeah. I listen to you every morning.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Bye.
Well, and thanks. And Christine, I also want to say that I want to thank you for your sacrifice. Your son fought for freedom and liberty and paid with his life. You know, law enforcement officers do that at home every day. We have our American soldiers that do it for threats overseas, and it's a combined effort. But I'll tell you what, I've met Gold Star moms along the way on my Trump tour to help get him elected this past summer. And I received some coins from some of those moms, and those prominently sit at my desk at home, and those are special to me. They really are.
Well, we'll invite Sheriff Clark to come up for our little event we're working on later this summer, maybe the fall, for a thank you to all the law enforcement that came from all over the country to help with the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Good idea. So you can get a chance to meet him, Christine. Come up here and see that, and hopefully we'll get that to work out. I want to ask you about, average everyday Native Americans out there that aren't part of some professional protest. Same thing with, average everyday African Americans that aren't part of some professional protest. How do you make their life better? How do you show them that the way to a better America is not being part of this cop hating a vile professional protest movement? It's to roll up your sleeves and make this a better country and deal with the things you're really concerned about. How do we do that?
What you have to do is get them to understand. You don't tell them, because I don't believe in telling anybody anything, but I try to get them to understand what's really at work here. They're being hoodwinked by this movement. The fact is that these environmentalists, and I'm talking about the anarchist movement, I'm not talking about the Native Americans that are part of this movement, but the ones that are, they're using them as a prop, much like they use Black Lives Matter. They hijacked the movement that may have been a well-intended movement, and then they turn it into some progressive movement. The fact is that the progressive left does not care one bit about Native Americans. They do not care one bit about blacks. They do not care one bit about women. They only care about one thing, and it's political power, and they use these people. They use the black community. They'll use women. They'll use this war on women type of thing. They'll use Native Americans as pawns to achieve political power. So that's what I've done just in the black community. And I've done it in the community overall, to expose them. And it's people like Christine, they know this, they see it, and they hear and they go, yes, finally, somebody has unmasked these people for what they are. And that's what I would do is just, kind of get the Native American population to understand these people do not have their interest at heart. They are entitled to self-rule. And they have processes. If there are, you know, some issues, environmentalist issues going on, they know how to access the United States government to, you know, through the process to deal with that sort of thing. They do not need this anarchist movement, because once the anarchists achieve their goals, and they showed it. They showed it with Black Lives Matter. The kicking to the curb after the election.
Sadly, we're out of time. We're going to do this again. Sheriff David Clark, keep up the great work, sir. Thank you. Cop Under Fire is a book. Buy it, folks. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Shan. Meet and greet Yorohama. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.